Mac Podcast 873, Apple TV or Apple TV?
Hi, everyone, and welcome to this week's Mighty Mighty My Mac Podcast with Guy and Gaz, the G-Men, who are wasting their time recording a podcast on Black Friday when we could be getting deals of a lifetime because it's the same boring ho-hum nonsense from every year. Special one-day-only deals that seem to last a week and two, in the case of the UK, on stuff that we don't really want anyway. Instead, we'll talk about the differences between the Apple TV plus Apple TV.
That's see what I did there?
Apple TVs. Yes, yes. I did see what you did there, Guy. How are you, my fine, fettly friend? I don't know why I'm asking you that, because I know that you had a bad night, but I'm sure you'll come on to that.
I will. I just wanted to mention how extremely clever I am.
Yeah. Because no one else will.
Absolutely. Nobody else will say, that guy Searle, boy, is he clever. Yeah. So what it's more wit. Like I'm going like, blowing my own horn. There we go. Speaking of my back.
Which we weren't,
but it's there in the show notes. It's mostly back to normal after throwing it out of whack, picking up a suitcase wrong.
You really could have done so much more with that. Your back's back to normal after being out of whack. There's definitely some.
Backpack whack.
Well, yeah, backpack whack. Yeah.
Or whack, back whack?
Whack-a-back.
Whack-a-back. Yeah,
that I don't was the know. Problem.
And for those who thought there was only one way to pick up a suitcase, you would be wrong. There's the wrong way to pick up a suitcase.
There's the really wrong way to pick up a suitcase.
So wrong. Yeah. So very wrong. Now we're recording this on Black Friday, which here in the United States is typically, actually, no, scratch that, always the day after Thanksgiving. And, as Gaz has told me on more than one occasion, the U.S. is the only country in the world that celebrates Thanksgiving on that particular day. So to our international audience who is going sitting there going, well, that's right. There's that stupid holiday that they have. Yeah, well, that was it. We went to my son Peter's house for Thanksgiving because he wasn't getting off. He works at he's like an assistant manager at a grocery store. So on the day of Thanksgiving, of course, there are people that are saying, oh my God, I forgot to get some blah, 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 blah. So of course they have to run out to the grocery store to get it. And grocery stores being no fool, make sure that their doors are open for as long as their employees can possibly stand it. And that possibly can stand it ends at about 4:30 in the afternoon.
Wow.
So because Peter, even in the best of times, is about an hour away from us, we decided instead that we would have Thanksgiving at their house so that he didn't have that far to go. So it was him and his girlfriend, Liza, Liza's mother, who Lillian, which we hadn't seen in a while, with COVID and everything else. And of course, Tracy and me. And it was wonderful. We brought two pies, including a chocolate silk pie, which was, oh God, so good, and a peach pie, and we brought a boneless turkey breast because there were only three of us that were going to eat.
Bonus turkey breast?
Yeah, no, boneless.
I thought you said bonus.
Yeah, it was a surprise. It was a surprise turkey breast. It's like, hey, look at that 18-pound bird you've got there. Surprise! Here's another one.
Here's a breast.
Here's another one, just the breast. So it was about 3 pounds, and that was more than enough for all of us that were eating turkey. And and Liza made it was really good. It was like this pork roast that had like roasted Brussels sprouts.
This week in my Mac food.
Nom, 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 yum, yum. I was nomming like crazy. Which, as it turns out, and drinking wine, which I don't normally do.
No, you'd be careful.
And all of that turned out to be terrible.
You sophisticated yank, you.
When the one pinky stuck up in the air, or is that reserved for tea? I can never remember.
Tea.
Tea, okay.
Don't stick your finger up in the air when you're drinking wine.
And people just look at him, what is wrong with that man? Yeah.
What is he doing?
So many
tea?
Things.
In that wine glass.
That's so weird. But all of that turned out to be a terrible, horrible, awful mistake, because when we got home, I was up most of the night with serious indigestion. And I don't know if it was from just the sheer volume of food that I ate, the wine, or
the bonus turkey breast.
Or the bonus turkey breast. It's like, we had this 18-pound turkey. No, we didn't, but here it is. Yeah, that's a callback to a joke that just wasn't that funny to begin with. But that's okay.
Anyway.
Yeah, so I got like about 4 hours sleep last night. So I'm expecting myself, and hold on to your hat, Gaz. I'm expecting that I'll be incoherent at some point during this podcast.
Shocker.
See, that's funny. That's funny.
So what, Mike, is Guy using today?
Oh, no, we don't do that. No. See, no, told you, incoherent. Yeah. Today I decided to break out the microphone that my son Guy got me last year, which was the Rode M2 Super Cardioid Condenser Microphone. This is a handheld microphone. There it is. Or actually,
Are you holding it by hand?
No, I'm not. I'm hands-free. Oh. I need those hands for other things. But I won't go into that. It's a really good microphone, and I like about $148, and there'll be a link, maybe, if I remember, in the show notes.
Good.
What are you up to?
Excellent. Just more stuff, really. I was adjusting a gate that I fitted earlier in the year, and it had settled in a little bit, so it needed a slight adjustment, which I got done. I've had a second interview for that job that I think I mentioned to you before, which I'm still not sure whether I should be going for or not.
Want it in the first place?
Yeah, that's the point. That's the biggest point. They've now come back.
I could get a job, but I could also just do whatever the hell I want.
No, but the problem is they've come back and put a few, well, maybe you'd like to do this, which is extra days, and spend 2 days in the office, which is an hour and 20 minutes away. And I actually moved closer to my work by moving here. So I was 15 minutes away from work. So, you know, I'm going there next week, I think, as well. My previous job. Yeah. So I'm going there next week to see what the journey's like. And because it would only be a short term contract anyway. But when we say short term, a year. And a year in my, you know, a year at our age, Guy.
Yeah, you know, it's like, that could be a lifetime. Just saying. We're falling apart.
Finish? This is my bit.
Yes.
I was putting up a trellis. I'm still painting the living room. And it's taken a long time because I've been doing lots of preparation in there. Lots of sanding, lots of putting, you know, masking tape up so we can get nice straight lines and so it looks good. And also when I was volunteering this week, we planted a load of hedgerows. So it's been quite a busy week. And I haven't been on the Mac that much, my Mac, because...
Isn't that those tiny animals, hedgerows?
Hedgehogs.
Oh, hedgehogs.
We've been planting a load of hedgehogs. I think the RSPB...
Just the little legs sticking out.
I think the RSPB would have been up to us.
Oh, my.
The mind. RSPH, Royal Society for Protection of Hedgehogs.
Yeah. God knows they need help.
They do, the poor little things.
Anyway, I suppose I best get on to Kaz's snippets before this goes even worse. Yeah.
We've got to plant about 1,000 of the little things at some point. Anyway, Gaz's snippets are coming up, folks. Gaz's snippets. But they weren't hedgehogs for anybody who's thinking they.
No, that was. Oh, and dear. I didn't hear your music. There we go.
That's why, because I hadn't played it.
Whew, so close.
Right, now, iPhone 13 is holding its value better than previous iPhones due to supply shortages. So if you've got an iPhone 13, then it's holding its value even more. So
it just came out two months ago.
The thing is, that only works until those shortages disappear, of course. Duh. Yeah, it's a bit silly, that one. But.
Plus, it just came out 2 months ago. It's like... Wow, that phone that costs X amount of dollars that you still have to buy it for X amount of dollars is really holding its value.
Yeah, but, well, to a certain degree, Guy, I get where they're coming from because you drive a car out of its showroom and it loses a lot of money, as do a lot of products. So I know where they're coming from on that, but it is a bit silly saying it.
Microwave ovens.
As soon as the shortages.
Hedgehogs.
That's the one thing that really annoys me. The devaluation of my microwave when I take it out of the showroom.
And hedgehogs.
It makes me wild, I'll tell you.
Guess you have to return them.
Hedgehogs, not so much. Look, these are supposed to be Gaz's snippets.
Sorry, I'm sorry. I'm really tired.
I saw a link on how the Apple Watch 7 compared to the Series 6 and earlier watches. Mm-hmm. Interestingly enough, it's really only the screen size, folks, and possibly a little bit of battery charging in terms of life and the speed that you can charge it up. So if you see a good deal on the 6, might be an idea if you fancy moving up to go to one of them. I'm still
12, I'm 13. Sorry, pardon me.
I didn't quite catch that, and I'm moving
on. Yeah, no, it's okay.
Okay, so apparently Apple shares hit a new all-time intraday and closing highs this last week to $161.02. Apple exec continues advocating in favor of most vulnerable communities in a new interview even. Apple executive Lisa Executive Lisa Jackson is well known by the Apple community for two reasons: announcing the end of the earpods and the power brick of the iPhone boxes, and for advocating a better world, fighting climate change and empowering the communities that need help most.
How dare she
In a new interview, she said, "You can't separate justice from environmental health and environmental protection anymore." Well done, her. Talk about saying the bleeding obvious. But anyway, I'm moving on. The next one just made me laugh because it was a poll. And it said, "Would you be interested in an Apple e-bike?"
It's my poll.
Yeah. Yeah. So would you?
A little poll.
You didn't listen to the question sorry. At all.
Yes,
did you?
No, I did. I'm so sorry. Brain is like not all there today. It depends. I am roughly about 20 miles from where I work, and if there was a relatively affordable e-bike that would get me the 40 miles back and forth, and I'm a big person, so. It needs a big frame and probably extra miles thrown in just for the weight alone. I've actually been looking at e-bikes. I'll shut up. Explanation.
I wanted exposition. A one-word answer. Yes, no, or maybe. Oh, no. That was a silly thing for me to do, wasn't it? I really
that's
should
three
not
words.
Have... No.
Yes, no, maybe. That's three words.
No. Because you can't give all three in response to my question, Kai.
Oh, I think you underestimate me.
I think I always underestimate you. Apparently, the Italian competition watchdog has fined Apple and Amazon around $225 million. Italy's antitrust Watchdog has fined Apple and Amazon a total of more than $200 million for cooperating to restrict competition in the sale of Apple and Beats branded products. There you go. Interesting.
Okay.
Okay. Apple, I've just been and done something which I didn't want to do there. Okay. Apple has delayed iOS 15 feature for adding your driver's license to your iPhone until early 2022. I think we mentioned that last week, so that's why I brought it up this week to say.
Yeah. No, I get it, because there's probably, you know, the thing that they have to be really careful with is countries and states here in the U.S. that won't accept a digital copy of a driver's license. So they've got to get all their ducks in a row before they can roll something like that out. Because as soon as they do, some people like me may go ahead and just take a picture of the driver's license and go, look, no, see, I'm fine. There you go, right there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can I have your phone, please, sir? No.
Apple has sued Pegasus spyware creator NSO Group for attacking iOS users. A little bit more later on that one. Apple shares hit a new all-time closing high. 161.41 guy. Back on that roll. Russia has demanded that Apple and other tech companies open local offices in the country. Not surprised at that. I thought they'd been doing that for some time, but there's a surprise. TSMC are to begin producing Apple-designed 5G modems for iPhones in 2023, which isn't quite so far away as you might think.
And not good news for a certain monopolistic other company.
Apple outlines how it will notify users who have been targeted by state-sponsored spyware attacks. Keep going on that privacy, Apple, because I think that the person, company, or governing body that is putting at risk my ability to be able to choose a secure and reliable environment that I have chosen. So person, company, or governing body, if you want to play that silly game, I, along with a lot of other people will continue to call you nasty, horrible people for putting my security at jeopardy. So thank you, Apple.
US, China, Russia. Sorry, excuse me.
Stop it. apparently, Apple customers in Turkey were being turned away at retail stores as a halt on product sales continued in that country. More later. Shazam updated with ability to find more songs by listening longer. Longer. Apple shares.
Listening.
Apple shares hit a new all-time closing high, guy. 161.94.
Department of Redundancy Department. All right.
Keeps going up. Well, it does. At the moment. Apple TV Plus has debuted a new content a day early for Thanksgiving, including "Twas the Night Before Christmas" documentary. I only mention that because it's been Thanksgiving in the US, because I didn't watch it or see it. Although I have been watching some of the other Apple TV shows like Foundation and Invasion still.
Well, I'm still kind of waiting on someone to do some kind of version of A Christmas Carol on video.
Well, The Muppets Christmas Carol is the best version and cannot be beaten anywhere by anyone.
Or Christmas Carol Goes Wrong. Have you ever seen that one?
No, because
Goes Wrong plays.
Because the Apple tells Thai activists, see what I did there, that they are targets of state-sponsored attackers. Steve Wozniak signs a rare 1976 Apple I motherboard in Dubai.
They fly him in for that?
Probably.
Why not?
Probably. Apple has lost a global head of battery developments to a Volkswagen over EV ambitions. Had a very interesting conversation with my cousin, who has done some work for some of the larger car companies in Europe. I'm not going to mention his name and I'm not going to mention who, about the amount of batteries that are being stored, which are rejects and batteries which have failed in cars, and they have to put them in special boxes because of the battery nasty juices which are leaking from them. and it's a growing problem. Do not think, folks, that having an electric car is the answer to actually all of our woes. It is not.
And not to mention the strip mining that you have to do to get some of the ingredients for all of these.
Well, you know, you can offset that with the amount of mining that has to be done for all of the oil. There are offsets, but don't replace one issue with another issue and think that's it. It's all good, because it really isn't. It was really interesting talking to him. Anyway,
Greece and Spain.
Another subject. Apple, Apple has been fined $11 million for misuse of customer data in Italy. Italy's really going for it, aren't they? They must be struggling at the moment. So they're just.
I was going to say, it's like, we need some money. That's a terrible. I'm not even.
He's not an Italian accent. He's not. The guy.
You have to go like what this the
we
whole
need
time.
Some money. We need some money.
Some money.
Sorry.
Talk like Mario or Luigi.
We're so in trouble now.
Yeah, see, and next week it's going to be the G-Men have been fined by the Italian government.
By all Italians.
By all Italians everywhere.
Because of their poor accent.
Very poor.
Apple alerted a Polish prosecutor that her iPhone has likely been compromised by the NSO. And Guy is shaking his head. Go on, Guy, tell me.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to do a Polish accent.
No,
I have no idea how they sound.
Apple sales in Turkey resume, but with a 25% price hike to reflect the currency crash.
Oh, so the Turkish, what the hell do they call their money? The lira? Not the lira.
Lira, yeah, Turkish lira.
Is it the lira? Okay, yeah. I've been there. I should have known that. I wasn't aware that their currency had crashed.
Yeah, hit another car.
Aren't they using the euro? No, aren't they part of the EU?
No. They want to be, but not yet. No.
Yeah. Well, I guess they got to work out everything with Greece first.
Let's bail
out one disastrous country before we bring in another one.
Not only that, I think there's some opposition in some of the more central European countries to Turkey being a EU member. Mm. I can assure you of that. Anyway.
I wonder why that is.
I'm not saying. I'm saying no more. Yeah. And finally, this is a bit of a put it out there rumor sort of thing, but it's because it's Ming Chi Kuo said that Apple AR headset with a Mac level computing power is coming in 2022. Next year. We'll see about that. And that is the end of Gaz's Snippets.
Yeah, hey Gene, still looking for that Apple TV. We could have used it for this week's show. Okay. I guess that's it for the first part of the show, Gaz.
It is. Do you want me to take us out?
Please do, okay.
Stand by, and we'll be right back.
And welcome everyone back to the MyMac.com podcast. Yeah. Not that time, mister. I powered through.
You did a good job.
Because here's the thing, folks. Every single week, Gaz tries to trip me up. Either during, if I'm doing the intro to the show, the MyMac podcast, blah, blah, blah. Or if I'm doing the welcome everyone to the MyMac podcast. Or even the second part of the show. And I wish I could say that I'm used to it and that it doesn't bother me anymore and that he never trips me up, but it works every time, every single time. And so on that note, B flat. There's the Apple TV or the Apple TV or the Apple TV Plus. And what we're going to talk about in this section of the show. Now, we've kind of touched on this before, Gaz.
We have,
but not in great detail.
Nope.
And so what we're going to talk about what these are and what the differences he said, because English is easy, between these three devices/services, because there's a huge, really, if you think about it, even though some of what they do overlaps, there's a big difference between these three things. So let's start off with the very oldest one, which is the Apple TV. Hey, oh, still don't know which one. This is the streaming box that has been around the longest. It's a small box, though it used to be about the size of a Mac Mini in the early.
Yeah, I actually bought, just as a side note, you know, tangentially speaking, I actually bought one from Nashville back in.
Wow.
When was it?
That was before you and I were doing this show.
Yeah. So I got one. It must have been about 2008 or something like that. And I went, I went there and got one, brought it back from the States because you couldn't get them easily over here. And it was cheaper on the exchange. I loved it. And then I think I sold it a few years later and then got the small one, which is, you know, there've been so many iterations of the Apple TV, the small box, the black box, but yeah.
Well, that's fine. The great thing about something like the Apple TV, and quite frankly, a lot of the other devices that Apple makes, is you don't need a separate transformer, or if you just want to plug it into local power, it auto senses whatever that power is and adjusts internally.
Yep.
So all you need to do is have the right plug. So this is the streaming box. It's a small box now that's running a modified version of iOS that requires nothing more than power, an HDMI cable to your TV set, and some kind of wired or wireless internet connection. Because I don't, do the new ones actually still have the Ethernet port on the back of them?
I don't know, because I've got not the latest. I've got the one before that. But so, because I'm not sure whether which
fourth one, the fifth one.
Yes, I can't remember what the latest version is, but yeah, I haven't got the very latest one, but I've got the
Still have like a built-in Ethernet
port. I think they probably would have. I think they probably would have.
Okay, and then, Gaz,
and
there's the Apple TV.
But weren't we just talking about the Apple TV?
No, see, that was the Apple TV. This is the Apple TV. This is a streaming app.
So you were talking about the Apple TV 4K then, not the Apple TV HD. Oh, right, okay.
So the Apple TV streaming app, don't confuse me. It's like taking ducks that are tied to the bottom of a barrel.
Just to clarify, yes, it does have an Ethernet port, and yes, it does have an HDMI port, and it also has a USB port. But nobody's really sure port is actually used for. So,
but didn't they used to say that was for like USB-C. Internal testing or something?
Well,
like
yeah, that? I think, you know, if push comes to shove and it fails, then you've got a USB-C that you can connect up and probably do some formatting on it. But I've never known anybody actually need it. So if that's you, write and tell us. Tell us what went wrong.
Used it for.
Yeah. Anyway,
right now I look at the back of the Apple TV streaming box and gonna blow out that USB port because it's never ever been used. So besides the Apple TV, there's the Apple TV, yes.
Right. So we've got the Apple TV and the Apple TV.
Yes. And this is the streaming app that has started to appear on various smart TVs. It allows for your Apple TV subscription content and some associated content to stream on your TV. The last one. Go ahead. Yes,
so,
sir.
So how many?
Man in the back. Go ahead.
How many Apple TV have you mentioned so far?
Two.
Because, and is this the last one? The Apple TV Plus. Okay. Mm-hmm. Because I just went to the Apple TV page here in the UK, and you can buy the Apple TV 4K. You can buy the Apple TV HD. You can buy the Apple TV app, and you can buy Apple TV Plus.
Yes.
Just saying.
Make sure you tell them it's Apple TV.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
Or they'll be very confused over.
They're very confused. Okay. So Apple TV Plus, then. Tell us what.
Apple TV Plus. This is the subscription service for Apple's online available content and that of approved partners that you may also be subscribed to. It can be viewed on any platform that supports it. And this is the part I didn't know until I started looking at this today. You can look at your Apple TV Plus subscription through a browser, tv.apple.com. Ooh. And then you sign in. And so, yeah. So if you're at a hotel room or something like that, because I know a lot of people used to actually, because they were so small, they used to actually bring the Apple TV with them when they would go to a hotel. Well, you don't have to do that. You can just take an HDMI cable, connect that from your laptop to a TV set, and then go to tv.apple.com, sign in, and there's all your Apple TV content. Now, there's some major differences, obviously, between these. Now, the Apple TV streaming box is the only way to watch Apple TV Plus and any applications or games that you've bought or downloaded for the platform. You cannot play Apple Arcade games or Apple TV apps except through the actual physical Apple TV. And of course, I mean, between the three things that we're talking about today, you can obviously run apps and games on your phone or your iPad or your Mac. But, you know, if we're looking at just Apple TV related devices, this is the only way to play those. You have to do it through the streaming box. Now, the Apple TV Smart TV app is available on many manufacturers' TV and gaming systems. Actually, we were watching last night that new Beatles Get Back documentary, the first part that just came out.
I've heard about Jackson it. I haven't seen it. On. Yeah, I haven't seen it, but I've
Yeah, we watched about an hour and a half of it before we were like, please stop. Please stop this. I mean, and if you're a Beatles fan, I know this is completely off topic. If you're a Beatles fan, you'll enjoy it. I was enjoying it. But there's like 6 to 8 hours of this. And after a while, it's like, how many different times can you laugh at one of the Beatles being, you know, quirky and you know, giving a smart aleck remark? Or listen to the idiots that surround them going, well, you should do this. And just them looking at them going, no, mate, we're not going to do that. That's which is not, a terrible, terrible Liverpool accent. But
it's not a terrible Liverpool accent, Guy. It's just not a Liverpool accent.
Yeah. Well, that's okay. So through the Apple TV Smart app that you can have on TVs and gaming systems, we actually were watching that through Peter's Nintendo Wii.
So all right.
He had the Apple TV
app
smart
Wii.
App on his Wii. Yeah.
Okay.
But that sounds wrong for some reason.
I've got the app on my Wii.
There it is, right there. So through the app, you can also control other partnered subscription services like Paramount Plus, Showtime, Disney Plus, Hulu, and this kind of surprised me, even Amazon's Prime Video service.
Cool.
Sadly, Netflix has decided to opt out. Big surprise. Even some of the cable systems here in the U.S., like from Spectrum and DirecTV, can be controlled and viewed through the app. So basically, all of the content that Apple provides through the Apple TV Plus service and all of the content that can be provided through some of their partnered services can go through the Smart TV app. Now, the last one is the Apple TV Plus, and that this is the subscription service that you can subscribe to for all of the original content that Apple's partners have created. Most are actually, let me rephrase that. All of this is exclusive to the Apple TV service. Now, other than Netflix, there are many content partners that allow you to stream their content through the Apple TV Plus service. And I've got a little graphic here comparing the three of them. So physical product, Apple TV, yes. Apple TV Plus, no. Apple TV app, no. Install apps, Apple TV Box, yes. TV Plus and TV app no. Works.
Watch.
Or watch all movies and series. Yes for the Apple TV. No for the Apple TV Plus. That's interesting. Or yes for the app. Watch original Apple movies and series. Yes all the way through. And then there's a price there. I think that's in pounds too. Or is that in euros? No, that's in euros.
Euros.
Yeah. So
that's a bit odd. Watch all movies and series. Yes on Apple TV, but no on Apple TV Plus.
Yeah.
But yes on the Apple TV app. That's a bit. I wonder what they're referring to there. I'd like to delve into that a little bit more, possibly.
I'll find a link and send it to you later. But yeah. I mean, basically, if all you want is to view the content, you can do it through any of these. If all you want is a box to play like iOS games and things along those lines, you can only do that through the Apple TV streaming box. If you want all of Apple's TV service, the subscription service content, plus all of the content from partnered services, depending on what country you live in, you may have some of the ones that we've mentioned. You may not. We don't, you know, it's impossible to go through each and every country to say what content will and won't be able to watch through any of these streaming services. You can do that through all three. You can watch Apple TV Plus content by going to tv.apple.com. And of course, you can also bring it up on your iPhone or your iPad and push it through using AirPlay, but only with the Apple TV streaming box. Though you can connect some kind of Lightning or USB-C device or, you know, little dongle that'll push out HDMI that you can push to a TV set. So those that's what I got, Gaz.
That's cool. That's cool. I well done. I think it gives it. Are they getting a bit more confusing? Should they clarify it a little bit more? I mean, they've got two Apple TVs on the website, for heaven's sake. That's confusing enough. So to have these other services separately, you know, I know they're trying to get their fingers in all the pies, but I think they could make it a little.
Yeah, I think the mistake really was to call the subscription service Apple TV Plus. They should have come up with some other name for it. Would you agree with that?
Do you know, I would.
Hmm.
Hit it. Gaz's tips.
Most important.
Gaz's tips.
Most important.
Gaz's tips.
It's time for
Gaz's tip. So this week's tip is a combo pages tip for your Mac and for your iOS pages application. I found this actually has happened to me when I would like to actually switch the text that I've got between upper and lower cases or capitalized. And on a Mac, you can achieve that by using the Edit Transformations menu item. On iOS, a little bit different because you have to select the text first that you want to change. Then you tap on the paintbrush icon within Pages and then scroll or move down to where you can see bold and italic and the underline command. And very next to that, I think, is the three ellipses, you know, the three little dots. The three ellipses. And if you tap on those, you'll be taken to a new menu where you can change all sorts of things like the font size, the case, ligatures, and much more. But the case is the one where you then get further options of whether you want capitalized new lines, capitalized after, full stops, and all the rest of it, or just change whole from you know, uppercase to lowercase or lowercase to uppercase. And I just found that really useful because I've had time when I needed to do that. I bet you have too, haven't you, Guy?
I have.
He's nodding his head. Hit it. That's the end of Gaz's tips. That's most the end of Gaz's tips. That's most the end of Gaz's tips.
Is that the end of the tip?
Will you let me finish?
Gaz, you are absolutely right.
You have failed.
No.
You must unlearn what you have learned.
You know, I'm not going to start doing yet another sound effect.
No, please. No, please not.
No.
No.
So,
haven't you, Steve, for a little while, actually? Come on, Steve. Yeah,
he's been kind of quiet. Yeah, there we go. Yeah. Thank you, Steve.
That's because
he's driving us crazy.
Yeah.
So, because we haven't talked enough about Apple TV today, my for pick's sake, I actually have one this week.
Whee!
Is for the Apple TV. Shocker.
Shocker.
If you can't find your remote for the Apple TV, or you haven't plugged it in and it's lost power, well, you can use the Apple TV iOS app to control it. Or just use AirPlay from your iPhone or iPad directly to an Apple TV box. And that's if, I did not, was not aware of this next part. That's if you have it already, because you can no longer download it. Apple has discontinued the app now that it's built into your iPhone's control center. So if you go to the blank screen that, you know, it's got the flashlight and the camera and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
You also have
a little control,
for Apple TVs.
Yep.
And there's a link there that will be in the show notes to that links to a support article.
Cool. And good stuff.
Do you have anything this week for that, Gaz?
Not for links. No, I was trying to find actually some information, because now I think it's since I went to Big Sur. I think I'm on Big Sur. And now I can't see, which I found really useful. I've got that Safari bug where it doesn't do the tabs. So you can't see the tabs from one machine on another device or from one device to another device. And I used to use that all the time. Yeah. And apparently there's a bug out there, and you've got to go through all sorts of, you know, jumping over the fence backwards with the leg behind your head whilst flapping your arms really quickly and rubbing your tummy and stroking your head. You've got to do all of that stuff, malarkey, to get it working again. Well, I haven't yet gone through it, but I was going to put that.
Could
link
it be
in,
because
but...
you're on Big Sur instead of?
No. Apparently, there's a bug, and they thought that Big Sur had actually fixed it, but actually, no. So, anyway,
and it's not Mojave.
That is not really a for pick's sake, because there's no pick and there is a sake. It's a forsake.
Monterey. I actually got called out on Twitter. Because it was in one of the recent shows, I kept saying Mojave instead of Monterey. And
I see. So you were saying the older version rather than the new version.
Yeah, yeah. So people who follow my advice.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't do that, people.
Yeah, don't. There's a tip. There's Gaz's tip.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
Yeah, don't ever.
Unless I specifically say this is fine, this is great. Yeah, and even then.
Yeah.
Grain of salt. Wait, hold on. I screwed up. grain of heart-shaped salt.
Yeah, yeah.
No fooling.
Yeah, absolutely no fooling. But on that note, because you're so grateful, you can help support the things that I do by going to Patreon.com/MacParrot. You can go to coffeeko-fi.com/MacParrot or pay a pal at paypal.me/MacParrot. And I'm anticipating after that lead in that the money is just going to come rolling or not. Gaz, if people wanted to get a hold of you and say, why does guy go on about this stuff? How would they do it?
Send an email to gazjz@mymac.com or on the Twitters, twitter.com/gazmazjz, M-A-Z, or both Guy and myself on the Twitters, twitter.com/guyandgaz, GUYANDGAZ.
Cars.
Well done. You can also send an email to feedback, FWEDBACK, at mymac.com. Now,
Guy says,
what does he say?
He's the guy.
Is that what he says? Guy says he's the guy. Well, that's interesting. Or
Guy's the one.
He says Guy's the one. So Guy says he's the one and he's the guy. That's interesting.
Guy.
Guy.
What Guy? Why? What?
You remember Guy?
I do remember Guy. And if you want
an email from Guy,
how would they do it?
So very easy. All you have to do is type in that little section where you want to send an email to either podcast@vertshark.com or guy@mymac.com. I am also on the Twitters, Gaz. I swear to God I am. I am Mac Parrot and or Vertshark over there on the Twitters. I had to wait for it. You can also find all of my videos. Just go over to YouTube and then like, share, subscribe over there on YouTube. Look up Vertshark and it's all right there. All of the videos right there on Vertshark.com is the website. I'm sure I can work in Vertshark a few more times before this is all done. We have a Skype telephone number, Gaz.
Do we?
We do. We do. I saved it at the last minute, two days before it was going to disappear.
Well done.
That number is 1+1 outside the United States, 703-436-9501. That number again is 1+1 outside the United States, 703-436-9501. Or if the 1+1 just taxes you too much, and God knows it taxes me, all you'd have to do is just go to the Skype app and dial 703-436-9501. So
good.
That's all you got to do. And yeah. I would like to say, as we're wrapping this show up, thank you. Thank you to everyone. And, you know, this is the part of the show where we are actually the most sincere that you are going to hear from us
ever.
This is the part where we say thank you, all of you. No fooling for downloading and listening. To the MyMac.com podcast. It is greatly, greatly appreciated from both Gaz and myself. And I think, Gaz, this week, I think we were good enough.
Yeah.
And I think we were smart enough. And that if you asked your dog, your little dog, which is named Wolf,
Wolf, Wolf,
if people like us, he would say Wolf.
Woof.
Woof.
Wow.
Yeah, sorry.
Kuria Zvgria Zvakakawanakiza Pakutenda Kunugona Kuntu Garimiria.
Yeah, that's not a Japanese monster.
Kumu Kumi Gumi Sirio Yakakoba Yikiugia Usada Achira. Wow.
Yeah.
Apparently,
I was kind of surprised.
I'm just going to say, guys.
Yeah.
Right. What I just said was eating too much food at Thanksgiving can lead to serious digestive consequences. Don't eat and drive.
Yes.
Now, that's not my joke, though, Guy. What do you call an elephant that doesn't matter? An irrelevant.
Oh.
End.
Get out of here now. Go on home and go home.